I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. 11 years ago, Nigeria lost a musical legend, and a young man lost his father.
My father died in the second year of my teenage years, when I was 14. You know, so when I was like 10, 11, 12, you know, 13, I was performing with him all the time, you know, but I wasn't improving. I wasn't doing it to be a star. So we lost my dad. We lost Fela. Great shock, you know, turmoil everywhere.
Turmoil, especially in the life of then 14-year-old Seun Kuti. Seun and his brother Femi are the two successful musical offspring of the late Nigerian Afrobeat innovator Fela Kuti. Seun was the youngest of Fela's sons. He began playing with his father's Egypt 80 band when he was just 9. Since then, Seun has hardwired himself to the political and social ethos of his father.
Army go beat police. Police go beat civilian. Even before we civilian fight, they don't fight themselves for us on our behalf. I beg.
Songs like Think Africa on Seun Kuti's just-released debut album show that, far from trying to distance himself from his father's legacy, he tucks himself comfortably in it.
We get problem for house, we get problem for road, we get problem for work, we get problem for school, we get ethnic problems, we get government problems, even to water for road.
Seun is so comfortable as the face of a new generation of Afrobeat that it's hard to believe that few took him seriously when he first proposed to his family that he take over the Egypt 80. It was August of 1997. Fela had just died.
Then the family has a meeting. You know, my uncles, my elder brothers and sisters and my aunts. And, you know, basically the family was saying, to hell with the Egypt 80 band. We cannot keep funding the band. Fela is no longer alive. Who is going to listen to the band? But here I am sitting in the living room with the family of my dad, and they are basically telling the greatest band in Africa, you know, you are no more important, everybody go away. And it just hit me, because growing up, my dad used to always say, before all, even all of you, my band is the most important thing in this world to me. You know, even before the family, you know, even before himself, his band comes first.
What Seun did next was surprising given the context. The young teenager spoke up.
So I said, can I say something? They're like, what? And, you know, in Africa, it's not the same the way you Europeans treat your children here, you know. You say, hey, Junior, yes, Dad, come here. No, Dad, I feel like going out with my friends. It doesn't happen in Africa. You don't talk back to elders, you know. So it took a lot of summoning up of courage, you know, for me to say, what if I keep playing with the band and we keep what we make? They said, well, you can keep what you make with the band, but don't expect any assistance from us because, you know, So, here I am, 10 years after.
This song about the stupid yeah leaders we get for Africa here. When they respect human life at all. So, and we know say these people that they be our papa, that they be our mama. So, we got to beg them, ni. So, more beg them together, beg.
Seun writes songs in the same way his father did, like a journalist watching things fall apart around him and putting pen to paper immediately. Little surprise then that with the corruption and violence swirling around Nigeria's oil industry, Seun Kuti would write a song called Na Oil. It may be sung in Nigerian Pidgin English, but you can hear the anger and frustration.
Your father and mother, they make it hold you together. They bring you for this world. You self started. Original African man, you dey use your talent. Working hard, you do enjoy anything what you do for yourself. It dey give them headache.
Let's talk about the track about oil. What's going on in the Niger Delta? I mean, what do you see going on there?
A very vicious cycle. It's all about money. The government get money from the companies, bribe the elders of the land to appease the people. They, in turn, don't give the people anything. They keep it in their pocket and instead, you know, leave their people suffering and crying. And to me right now, I feel the violence is not really, like, the answer to it, because even the so-called movement of the Niger Delta, the so-called freedom fighters, are fighting for themselves. You know, they kidnap people, make money, split it among themselves. You know, as if they are taking the money and putting it in the community. You know, these so-called freedom fighters drive around in state-of-the-art SUVs, you know, with the best clothes. You know, they are just doing it for themselves, basically, because, you know, the whole of Africa is now like a survival of the fittest mentality. Nobody wants to think about politics, nothing. Everybody just wants to make money because they've made surviving so difficult.
Seyun Kuti also inherits from his father a distaste for the former Nigerian president, Olusegun Obasanjo. Obasanjo's soldiers threw Seyun's grandmother out a window during an infamous assault on Fela's home in 1977. And now Seyun is cautious about the 18-month-old government of Umaru Yar'Adua. The current president was a close associate of Obasanjo's, and Seyun says he got to power the old-fashioned way.
It was not an election, it was a selection. You know, they didn't elect anybody. Obasanjo just selected his best people and put them in power. You have to understand that we have men that still live in our country that's older than the country. Nigeria is only 47 years old. These men are 75 years old, 80-year-old men. They were there in the beginning. They created the chaos. Right now, they are cleaning up their money with our economy, you know, hiding it, cleaning up. That's what they are doing right now. So people say Nigeria is getting better. Only the banks are improving. That's all that's improving, the banking. I'd rather bank in Nigeria than anywhere else in the world.
Seyun Kuti briefly samples former President Obasanjo at the start of this song called Many Things.
In the economic sphere, well-conceived and well-intentioned privatization program.
President Obasanjo.
And later in the song, Seyun Kuti raps for the people.
Probably I'm not mentioning names or saying anything to anybody directly, but I'm speaking in general terms. You don't expect me to suicide bomb myself. Laughter is the best medicine for it, you know. So you say it, you laugh, and you know, but it doesn't mean you don't think about what to do about it.
I don't hear many things. I don't see many things. I don't hear many things. I don't see many things. We make me think many things. We tell me pass anything. We make me think many things. We tell me pass anything. And as time they go, things they spoil more and more. And as time they go, children they die more and more. No food to eat.
Seyun Kuti and Fela's Egypt 80 bring our program to a close today. Thanks to PRI's Afropop Worldwide for production help on our interview with Seyun. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for being with us.
I don't see many things. We make me think many things. We tell me pass anything. We make me think many things. We tell me pass anything.